Good Day Journal. Yep, you know what time it is. No, it's not game time. And no, it's not time to walk your body with Morris Day and the Time. It is, however, that time again when you make those resolutions about the new year. Now, to be precise, a new year begins every single day. The second day of January this year will be a year beyond the second day of January last year. You can say the same thing about the third day of January and the 15th day of September. Every day is indeed the first day of a new year. But the first day of the calendar year is what you should focus on now. What do you plan to do this year that you have not done previously? How do you plan to top what you accomplished last year? What would be the purpose of the Creator gifting you more time if you were unprepared to be better than last year? If you were not ready to do more with your life than any previous year? A new year exists for you to improve who you were 365 days prior. This year, the attack plans are for you to look at life through a three-layered, three-pronged approach. How will you be better in mind, body, and spirit this year? How will you improve your health, wealth, and wisdom this year? In what manner will the people, places, and things you allow in your life affect the quality of your life this year? These are the questions the source expects you to answer. The answers to these questions must accompany a strategy to make you better today than yesterday. Most notably, this strategy needs to make it so you are better and improved on where you were this time last year. By the end of the year, you must get 1/365th better each day to meet the minimum spirit expected standards of living up to your unlimited God-given potential. So I'd like to start by reviewing where you were at this time last year. Let's start with your health. What did you weigh? What were your physical dimensions, i.e. waist, biceps, and chest? What was the body fat percentage, BMI, blood pressure, and the like? Whatever those benchmarks were last year at this time, I hope you ended the year better than last year. Either way, this year, you must set your goals to improve when this year ends. In short, your goal is to be in fitness model shape because you are a fitness model for others. Trust and believe, people look at you and decide how well or poorly they will care for themselves. So why not be in fitness model shape? Why wouldn't you ensure you house the Creator in a pristine temple? Then let's move from your physical health to your financial health. What was your net worth this time last year? What was your debt to income ratio? What was your credit score? And as was the case with your physical health, I hope you know that you must continue to improve from wherever you were last year. The financial improvement as you age is so critical. Sooner than you know, folks will want to set you out to pasture and pretend you are too old to be productive. The day may come sooner than expected, when no one is interested in buying or reading your books or hearing a word you have to say. Thus, maintaining abundant wealth is crucial. Make sure you owe nobody. Be confident you have enough financial reserves for yourself, those you love and adore, and the least of us for as long as possible. Get your financial house in order today. Assessing your wisdom seems more precarious, but you must do it anyway. What books did you read last year that provided insight into the mysteries of the universe. What things did you listen to that expanded your understanding of humanity that you hadn't known previously? What did you watch or witness that helped elevate you so that you would desire more than ever to help serve and ensure others know that their lives matter? Make the calculations of what fed your mind and soul last year. Decide now what and how your mind and soul will get fed this year. You can only remain a best-selling, award-winning author and global public intellectual by constantly improving. You cannot share with others what you don't know yourself. You can only encourage others by continuously seeking and finding inspiring things. Again, you must improve from who you were last year. You must enhance who you are in terms of mental, emotional, and intellectual health daily. If you're not improving, you are declining. Time does not stand still, nor does the responsibility of humans to grow and develop continuously. Remember the trinity of the people, places, and things? Consider these benchmarks to help you stay on the right road to live as you always imagined. Who will be in your starting five this year? Who are the people you know that you can unequivocally count on to help you stay the course to be the best version of yourself possible? Whose starting five will you share a reciprocal role? Who will you aid in pointing them in the right direction, encouraging them to shoot for the moon, holding them accountable for doing the seemingly trivial things? The devil forever lives in the details, pushing them forward when they want to quit, or serving as a center of influence. Where will you go that you didn't go in the previous year? What places worldwide will people ask about you this year as if you are Waldo? What locations on the planet will you explore this year that you have yet to explore? How often will you go to places you've never been before? At a minimum, I encourage you to go to a place you've never been to at least once a quarter. On a lesser level, you can go to places you've never visited daily, including restaurants, coffee shops, movie theaters, etc., such as what you call the domestic exchange. The best way to live this one life you get is by exploring the unfamiliar. This year, please make it a point to visit places you've never been. And finally, what things you will do this year that you haven't done in the past? Make a list of at least one thing you like to do each month of the new year that you've never done before. Consider things like learning to swim, skydiving, piloting a plane, mountain climbing, going off the grid, studying with a different monastery, and more. What you now have before you is only a skeleton of the action plan for this new year. You will now have to flesh out the details to have measurable action items to do each day. You need quantifiable action items daily, as it's the only way to become who you always imagined. If you can't and won't measure it, you know it doesn't count. Nobody currently enslaved to a previous life or last year can find freedom and gain liberation without knowing the exact steps they need to take to get to the life they constantly desire. You are no different. You cannot fulfill your most audacious hopes and dreams without having a daily, if not hourly, plan of attack for the 8,760 hours granted in the new year. Be a new you in the new year. Be a new you by wisely using, should the divine gift you the full allotment of time, all 31,536,000 seconds of the new year, living your once-in-a-lifetime life with joy on purpose. Happy New Year. Make this year the best year ever by being the best version of you that you have ever been.
reflect, and write. I have great news. It's a new year. It doesn't matter what the actual date is when you listen to this journal entry. It is precisely 1 year beyond that date a year ago. So if you're listening on January 15th, it's the start of a new year. Every day is the first day of a new year, as Nate reminds us today. This means it's not too late to create and execute a plan to get you to your best self and best life. Since it is a new year, let's ask and answer a few questions to get us on the right path. What do you plan to do with this year that you have not previously done? How do you plan to top what you accomplished last year? Are you prepared to be better than you were last year? How will you be better in mind, body, and spirit 1 year from today? How will you improve your health, wealth, and wisdom this year? In what manner will the people, places, and things you allow in your life affect the quality of your life over the next 365 days? Now, act. Now that you've answered the questions, let's review and document where you were this exact date last year. Using the categories Nate outlined, note where you were physically last year. Document where are you today? Did you improve or stay the same? What's your aim for next year? Be very specific. What about your finances? Track the same benchmarks. Where were you last year? Where are you today? What is your aim for next year? Ask and answer these same questions regarding your overall mental wellness. Your final review should assess the people, the places, and the things in your life. Listen to the journal again if you need some reminders. After completing the New Year action plan, flesh out the action items and metrics you will use to measure your improvement. Share this plan with your accountability team, then get moving to make the most of the 8,760 hours you hope to be granted in this new year. Now journey forward.